One California business that's barely slowed down in today's weak economy is the wine industry. The fall harvest is now well underway. It's a frenzied time for wineries and workers who try to harvest the grapes at their peak of perfection. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musica reports.
It's just past dawn in a hilltop vineyard at the southern end of the Napa Valley. Two deer leap a fence. There's no fog today, and looking north, you can see hot air balloons floating over the valley. Brown hills flank green vineyards for 30 miles north from here to the foot of Mount St. Helena. It's a beautiful day, but hardly peaceful. That's because we're in the midst of the crush, the wine grape harvest that comes every fall. A tractor is following behind nine men, all migrant workers from Michoacán, Mexico. They're making their way down the rows, picking every cluster of ripe Chardonnay grapes. They're working for grower and winemaker John Consgard.
It's a winemaker's obligation to spend every morning of the harvest walking through the field, tasting the fruit, trying to find that day of ripeness.
Consgard says he could tell this Chardonnay vineyard was ripe by a number of clues.
You can see if you stand with the light shining through the fruit, you can actually see the silhouette of the seed inside the grape itself. That translucence is an indication that the fruit is perfectly ripe.
Consgard's like any farmer, an optimist at heart, so he's happy with the quantity and quality of his grapes this year. He knows that no matter how hard he works, nature can dash his fortunes in a minute with a hailstorm, a heat spell, even wild turkeys.
This year, I suppose the disappointment is that the turkeys probably ate a half a ton to the acre of the Chardonnay. So, you know, that's the deal. It's like the farmer who has two geese for the farm and one goose for the fox. So, you know, you just live with it.
A few hours later, a few miles up valley, Consgard's grapes have arrived at Luna Vineyards. Consgard's the winemaker here, supervising the pressing and fermenting of the grapes and the aging of the wines. He's a classical music nut, and today he's inspiring his staff by blasting Beethoven's Emperor Concerto throughout the cellars. The cellar crew has been at it since dawn. The crush is what everyone in the wine business calls this grueling, month-long marathon of 18-hour days, in which the grapes are crushed, pressed, and fermented into wine. Cellar master Nicole Abiunas is wheeling her forklift truck around the courtyard at race car speeds. She's hefting half-ton loads of grapes into the air, then dumping them into a wine press. It's a process that will go on for hours.
Just the adrenaline gets you going from the crush and from everything that's happening. It kind of just kicks you in the morning, and you just keep going until the day's over and wake up and do it all over again.
This year has been especially hard in some wineries because it's been an uncommonly early harvest. Hot spells last spring have caused varieties that normally mature over a six-week span all to ripen at once. At Dry Creek Vineyards in northern Sonoma, they've picked nearly all the grapes about a month ahead of schedule. Emily Brown was just finishing lunch at the Crush Cantina, a perk for Dry Creek's hardworking staff.
I grew up in a grape-growing family, so I've been through almost 30 harvests. So definitely since the 70s is the first time this has happened.
The crush is always messy, backbreaking work, but no one complains. More often, the intense purpose of the crush, the sense of being on a mission to make something great, brings people together. Like Valeria Baldovino and Dave Rose. They worked on last year's crush up the road at Michelle Schlumberger Winery. To save money, they carpooled, then shared a cottage. At the end of the harvest, they got married. Now Baldovino brings their infant son, Patrick, to work with her in the winery office. It's not just new wine that's made each fall.
Oh.
For NPR News, I'm Cy Musiker in northern Sonoma.
You're not gonna cry, are you?